With warm winters and summers in recent years, University of Minnesota Duluth Large Lakes Observatory researcher Jay Austin says they're determined to pinpoint what's contributing to less ice cover on the lake.
We're really interested in the total heat content of the lake. How far down is that warm temperature found in any given year? How does it vary from year to year? So right now what we're doing is preliminary designs for an array of moorings that we'll have out in the lake this summer.
Austin says they'll also use computer models of different climate conditions. UMD Natural Resources Research Institute scientist Ewan Reavy says the less ice cover, the more water evaporates.
There's going to come a time when the Great Lakes are going to be the primary source of fresh water for the entire continent, and it's one of those things where we really need to identify what the future socioeconomic and environmental problems are going to be.
Austin says Lake Superior is seeing half as much ice cover now than it did a century ago.
There are things we can learn by studying a much more accessible, much more straightforward system like Lake Superior. Are there lessons we can learn from that that we can apply to developing a better understanding of the much more important Arctic Ocean?
Austin hopes to use what they learn about Lake Superior as a model for ice cover in other areas of the world. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.